Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about 2012 crop certification. Filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including prevented and failed acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits from any FSA programs. Accurate acreage reports are necessary to determine and maintain eligibility for various programs. These include CRP, as well as the DCP, SURE, and ACRE programs. Acreage reports are considered timely filed when completed by the applicable final crop reporting deadline, which is June 30 in Iowa. Prevented acres must be reported within 15 calendar days after the final planting date. Failed acreage must be reported before the disposition of the crop. Acreage reports on crops covered by the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, are due in the county office by the earlier of June 30, 2012, or 15 calendar days before the onset of harvest or grazing of the specific crop acreage being reported. Contact the county FSA office if you are unable, uncertain about reporting deadlines. Late file provisions may be available to producers who are unable to meet the reporting deadline as required. Reports filed after the established deadline must meet certain requirements to be accepted and may be charged late fees. Next, some notes for CRP producers. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot treatment during the primary nesting season of May 15 through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to their local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15, CRP producers are reminded they need to contact their local FSA office and request an extension to complete the MCM after August 1st and before September 30, 2012. Remember as well that participants in CRP are contractually obligated to continue their CRP contract until it expires. Sale of CRP ground does not automatically terminate the contract. You may still be responsible for the maintenance of the contract. If you're a landowner who plans to sell land with an existing active CRP contract, be certain to contact your local FSA office for guidance on termination of your CRP contractual responsibilities. Next, a few points about county committee elections. Since county committee elections happen only once a year, here's an election process refresher. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas. These are known as LAAs. Each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term on the Farm Service Agency County Committee. Each year, an election is held in an LAA to replace the committee member whose three-year term is expiring. In counties with three LAAs, one seat is up for election. If you're a producer who's a resident in the LAA holding the election, this year in Cass County, this includes townships of Washington, Cass, Noble, Pleasant, and Bear Grove. And if you participate or cooperate in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form, FSA 669A, is available at your county office or may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated, indicating their agreement to serve if elected. The completed nomination form must be postmarked or returned to your county office no later than August 1, 2012. Election ballots are mailed out to eligible producers beginning November 5. Ballots need to be returned to the county office by December 3. The elected producer will begin their term starting January 1, 2013. And now some notes about the Federal Crop Insurance Program. The Farm Service Agency has joined with the Risk Management Agency, RMA, to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the Federal Crop Insurance Program. FSA has been and will continue to assist RMA and insurance providers by monitoring crop conditions throughout the growing season. In addition, FSA will refer all suspected cases of fraud, waste, and abuse to RMA. Producers can report suspected cases to the FSA County Office, RMA Office, or the Office of the Inspector General. Next, foreign investor rules. Foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land are required by law to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 days to the local FSA office. Failure to report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of their interest in the agricultural land. And finally, some notes about direct and guaranteed loans. The Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,214,000. To find out more about FSA loan programs, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.